How did you keep things cool? How did you keep the milk cold?
Well, we were lucky. When we moved back to this place I've got now, there was an old dug well, bricked up from the bottom. And my wife's mother kept food in that dug well a lot of time. Well, all the time when you need it. And of course we kept it up when we went there. But at first, when we first married, well, I sank me a couple of barrels down in the ground about, stick up at the top about that much, you know, and keep milk and butter and stuff in that food.
I see. You keep pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you have anything in the kitchen called a safe?
Yes, sir.
Did you?
Yes, sir.
What was that like? Was that just kind of a cabinet or?
Yes, sir. It's a more of a cabinet than anything else, I guess. It was just called a safe, and the other, you know, was built on to the wall, cabinets.
Did it have metal in it or not?
Yes, sir. Some of it has. Now I've got an old safe there now. I think it's metal all over, the back and all.
And on the outside or the inside?
Outside, I think.
Outside.
And it's metal all over and got metal legs on it, you know.
Mm-hmm. How about the bedrooms? Would you tell me what the beds were like and what you had, what you kept your clothes in and things
well,
like that?
Well, we had an old wardrobe there. For a long time, it set up in one corner and it's still there. And we could keep our clothes hanging up in that and the closet together to the steps, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see your closet underneath the steps here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, both the steps was walled up in the closet there, you know, just like that door there.
Mm-hmm. And did your wife have a place, have a piece of furniture with a mirror or anything? Or?
Yes, sir. Yeah, she had some of them too. That's what you call a dresser.
It was a dresser. Now the wardrobe then was one of these big...
One of these big things, always taller than that shelf there.
About 8 feet
yeah,
high.
Yeah, it's 8 to 10 feet high. It's just about that much going to the loft in that room.
And how about the beds? What did you use for a mattress and things like when you were...
We used to use an old straw mattress. We'd get wheat straw every spring, you know, and if you needed it, and make a new mattress until they got to where they could buy them, you know. And so after they got to where they could buy them, kind of done away them old straw mattress. Mm-hmm.
Did you sleep on the straw then?
Yes. Sir.
And you renew it every spring.
Yeah.
When you got the wheat.
Well, we used to have feather beds, you know, and you just sleep on them feather beds in the wintertime especially, and I have slept on them through the summer.
And what would you keep over you to keep warm?
Quilts.
Quilts?
Yes.
And
bedspreads, such as that.
Yeah, kind of a bedspread in the summer and quilt in the winter.
Yeah,
that's
right. And a sheet in the summer, and a sheet maybe most of the time and between you and the cover in the wintertime.
And how about the...